I am an American, but not entirely. I was born in America, but according to my DNA tests, I am 24% British, 23% Scottish, 18% French, 14% German, 13% Scandinavian, 5% Eastern European, 2% North African, and 1% Japanese. I am my own UN delegation. But with the advent of so many companies now offering DNA genealogical testing, it is eye-popping to realize we have more in common than we have differences. We are all citizens of the world, children within the family of God. And therefore, we should not neglect to do what is right, no matter our differences. Well, have you ever taken a DNA genealogy test? Were you surprised by the results? This meditation from Hebrews chapter 13 is a contemplation on not neglecting to do good to one another, for we all belong to one another. So to begin, whether resting in first or last light, yield to the next 15 minutes as a divine retreat, a time to remember that we are all one as children of one God. Allow your eyes to move from open to a soft gaze to closed, and permit your mind to begin centering on what is good and right. Consent for your body to posture itself before God, and concede for your soul to be guided now by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of community by responding to this passage from Romans chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Constantly and always rejoice in hope because of your confidence in Christ. Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right. Constantly and always be steadfast and patient in distress. And Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right. Constantly and always be devoted to prayer and continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of awareness, mindful of moments to do what is wise and good. Come now into the divine presence. You are safe here. We always have a choice when it comes to caring for another. We always react. Sometimes our reaction is to care. Sometimes we ignore their need and hope it will go away. Have you recently ignored someone's need? Or perhaps your needs were ignored by someone close to you. Take a moment to note how that felt. Seek the Holy Spirit now for your reactions to be transformed into those of Christ. Feel the eyes of your soul transforming to the eyes of Christ. Begin to see the world as Jesus does. Center on how He cares for others. accent or two on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each breath full and deep from your belly. Become mindful of each breath in, filling you with the Spirit of God. Each breath out releases selfishness. Inhale the Spirit of God. Your body filled, leaving no room for selfish motives. Be mindful of your breathing. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts may arise. That's fine. Don't judge yourself, but neither focus on them. Rather, allow distractions to remind you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage addresses God's love for sacrificial caring of others. Imagine this passage as a personal remembrance for you too now. Contemplate on what you hear from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 from the Amplified Bible. My dear friend in the faith, remember to not neglect to do good, to contribute to the needy of the church as an expression of fellowship, for such sacrifices are always pleasing to God. What did the Holy Spirit remind you of? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the deeper intent of the message. Do not neglect to do good, to contribute to the needy of the church as an expression of fellowship, for such sacrifices are always pleasing to God. For this next minute, contemplate on what spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally. Listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from the New King James Version. Let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions or affections did you experience in this second reading? Don't rush through this sacred time. Take this next minute to be fully mindful of how you might better care for the needs within your community. Rest in this time of divine awareness. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to you, proclaiming our allegiance to your name. And may I never forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please you. So I pray for this in the name of your Son, our Lord, and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, see the face of someone in need before you. Perhaps someone you know. Maybe someone you don't. But notice them now. What needs do they project? Something physical or emotional? What of yours can you sacrifice to care for their need? Money? Or food? Or perhaps sacrificing your time and attention? Look at them. Look in their eyes. You have more in common than differences. You are both citizens of the world, children within the family of God. So take this minute for the Holy Spirit to open your mind and soften your heart for ways you can do good and to share with someone in need. Who did you see in your mind's eye? As your eyes continue to be transformed by God, be mindful of opportunities to care for others you encounter. Who do you know in most need of care? And how might God use you to show His love by you caring for someone you meet along the way? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember to not neglect to do good, to contribute to the needy of the church as an expression of fellowship. For such sacrifices are always pleasing to God. may you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the face of God pleased, now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, Lord God, encourage me to always do what is right in caring for others.